Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Beat on the brat with a baseball bat. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ho. Beat on the brat. Beat on the brat.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're live from WNYC's Green Space with our live audience and our guests, Santi White, who records as Santa Gold, Mary Rowell from the string quartet Ethel, which performed so marvelously for us last night and again here today, and with rocker Lou Reed, who will be performing for us shortly. The Ramones' first gig at CBGB's is one of those downtown milestones that you can view on the timeline on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. We're talking about the changing look and sound of downtown, and we want to hear what you think. You can call us at 212-433-WNYC or leave a comment on the Soundcheck page of our website. And Lou, I mentioned at the top of the show that you've written a lot, New York, downtown especially, sort of a huge influence, a character really, in so much of your music, but the photography as well. It seems like, there too, even with pictures of skylines and clouds and stuff, it seems there's something New York about it. Is it coming from the same kind of creative space as the songs?
It's all the same, as far as I'm concerned. One and the same thing. It's just with the photos, I was really interested in the colors and the shapes.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're showing...
Not the subject matter that you find in a lot of the songs. That was already over there, so there's no reason to bring it over there.
Right. Now, some of the photos, these are some that I particularly like. This one, I believe, is called Royal Sky. Mm-hmm. They're also, for folks who are listening on the website, you can see them.
Minus the shadow
of the microphone.
Minus the shadow
of the microphone.
That's not me. That's him.
There's... most of them are of a New York that is apparently unpeopled. There is one exception. There's a figure off in the distance of the shot we're about to see next, which I'm guessing is Laurie Anderson.
The magnificent.
The timeless Laurie Anderson, who has been a downtown icon. It does seem like it's the city rather than the people in it who are the topics of a lot of these photographs. For example, intelligent design. Tell us what that photo is.
Are they going to show it?
Yeah, we saw it a couple of times. No, Royal Sky again. Intelligent design is a series of pylons heading out into the Hudson River.
It was so geometrically beautiful. The thing about something like this, it's all about light. But you don't have a person there that you would have to ask to stand still. Could you turn to this? Could you do that? So in that sense, it's much easier. Every day I would look at this and say, it's so beautiful. You'd have to be crazy not to take a picture of this. And that you could go on and on and on with that. That there's no people in it because it was that changing West Side that some of us we're never going to see it again, and it's not going to stay this way either. You're looking out over Jersey. Those pylons probably won't be there in another month. But it keeps shifting. Mm-hmm. And the Gary buildings all over there, all of that stuff. But the thing is, there's a certain time of the day when the light's unbelievable. And that's when you have to do that, in my opinion. And the thing is, doing it with people is much, much, much different. That's why they go into a studio. I'm not interested in the studio.
So, again, to remind listeners, you can see this sort of mini slideshow of Lou Reed's photographs on the website at WNYC.org.
That was in the first book called New York. Mm-hmm. Or the second book is called New York. The one before that is... Action and Emotions.
I think it's actually Lou Reed's New York, isn't it?
Might as well.
Might as well be.
I accept that. And if elected mayor, I'll get you all a bailout.
Is that an announcement?
I'm too honest.
Let's go back to Daoud, who's out in the audience with another audience member with yet another word to sort of summarize what downtown means. Daoud?
Hey, John. This is Amy from Fort Greene.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. My word was cart food, which I guess is sort of a compound word, but living in New York, half of your diet sort of consists of things that you find from various street vendors, whether it's falafel or pizza or pretzels or nuts for nuts, and I just think of all the competing vendors all clustered together, and it's hard to pick which one.
So what's your favorite thing to eat downtown?
Falafel.
All right. And the word again was?
Cart food.
Cart food. Works for me. I'm not sure how many of you guys are going to hear this, but Harvey is on the line with us from New York, and he's got a word for us as well. Hi, Harvey.
Hey, folks. I'm very, very fond of all your guests on the show today, but I got to tell you, from when I heard the clips before, all the clips with Allen Ginsberg and Bob Dylan and Talking Heads and so forth, I got to wonder if this station is programmed by the White Citizens Council of the South sometimes. Where are the black artists? Where is Milford Graves? Where is Vernon Reed? Where is Amani Coppola? I know it's NYC, but can't they get some black music on here once in a while?
Well, let me tell you where Vernon Reed is. He's at home in Staten Island working on a piece commissioned by WNYC that we will be premiering this fall at the World Financial Center. And, in fact, you know, what there was none of in that clip really was jazz, for the simple reason that Sarah Fishko will be filling this very space during this opening festival of the Green Space with some of the musicians from the Jazz Loft. Lou, were you ever part of that? I know you worked with people like the late Don Cherry, but you know, how much intersection was there with the jazz scene?
Well, I was always and continue to be in love with Ornette Coleman. And it's through Ornette that I heard Don Cherry and then started getting lucky enough to play with Don. You know, we would get a gig somewhere and I'd ask Don to play with us. So I was playing, and a bunch of jazz guys from Jersey used to also work with me. They would do the rock thing with me and then go off to the Everman Jazz Band.
That's oh, wow.
So I mean, it was a big, you know, it started out, jazz guys couldn't play rock. They really cannot play rock. Because it's a different mindset. And then you started to get guys who actually could cross over from here, there, and do the whole thing. Not too many, I don't think.
Mm. And then the punk rock and reggae thing is also difficult to find, I find.
Oh, I agree with that. I mean, you know, people who can play that kind of, it's not so easy. You could have all the technique in the world. It won't help you with that.
Yeah. Well, Asante, one of the things that made the Santa Gold record so interesting was, you know, how with head-spinning quickness you would go from a kind of straight-ahead indie rock thing to something where you're sort of toasting over a kind of a Jamaican dub beat. But there have been, I mean, Bad Brains.
Oh, yeah, Brains is, I mean...
Where are Bad Brains now?
In Woodstock.
Woodstock. Are they really?
Bad Brains
a lot of them.
Is in Woodstock.
Daryl, Jennifer is, and I think Dr. No is also.
No kidding.
Yeah, and HR is just floating.
all the questions being answered. Where is this person? Where is that person? We're getting all the answers. Daoud, you have someone else with a word for us.
We got one more. This is Emily from Brooklyn.
Hi, Emily. What's your word?
My compound word, I guess, is off the grid. And I was thinking of the actual structure of downtown. The streets and buildings are a little bit more the organic origins of the city. And then as you get uptown, everything gets more organized, and I think that has something to do with the scene downtown, too.
Well, that's, you know, for many of us, downtown ends at 14th Street, where the grid begins, where the streets are, you know, everything's geometric, and there's sort of an order imposed on things. Mary, everything below that, it's kind of like London, almost, with streets
change. Yeah, I mean, all the years
I'm an Upper West Sider, you know, started out in New York, and so it was always like, where's West 4th? Isn't it by 3rd Street? Where's that? And it's always confusing, but it's such a great, I love the village, the vibrancy of the ingenuity of the streets, and Charlton Street is like 2 blocks long, but you say, well, it's on Charlton, why is it here? It's 2 blocks, you know, like...
Well, you know, Beale Street, right. The famous Beale Street in Memphis is like 2 blocks long. Yeah. I was surprised to find that out. But
then there's Downing, and then there's, you know, these other ones that are also 2 blocks long. And this one starts going this way, and then it turns left.
And that's when you know you're a downtowner,
yeah,
when you can find your way
great,
around.
Man.
Mary Rowell is from the string quartet. Ethel Santi White is the artist known as Santa Gold, who records for Downtown Records. And I want to thank both of you for being with us this afternoon. And we're going to leave the stage to Lou for a live performance. And Lou, you have a little bit of help on this piece
I'm
called...
I'm just curious, how many people of color here in the audience? One.
Hand raising does not work on the radio, folks. So let's...
How is that? Okay. How is that determined, who got in here?
I don't know. I don't know how that was determined.
You know, I'm thinking about what that guy, when he called, what
yeah,
he said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, I understand his point, and that's when I started looking at the audience thing.
Yeah, we were talking about
who,
this.
Who picked who? For what?
Yeah. This actually was, you were talking about before, you know, places to play and people have to be able to afford to go there. This was free. So.
And this is free?
Yeah.
So where are they?
I don't know. By they, you mean people who are of color. I mean, aside from...
Minority group.
Aside from the people on stage with us today. And,
yeah, exactly.
All right, well...
Latinos.
You've stumped me. We've answered the question of where the bad brains are and where Vernon Reed is. I don't know where everyone else is.
Do you think Vernon's listening?
I don't know.
Vernon,
but if
call
he is,
if
I'm,
you are.
I'm sure if he is, he is eager to hear you do Romeo Had Juliet, which, you know...
One would hope.
Which also, you know, in addition to your original recording, appears on the United States of Poetry anthology that...
Oh, with Bob Holman.
Yes.
How did you know about that?
I've played that on the air. On this very radio station,
okay.
Lou Reed. All right, so shall we hear the song? Because we
stand corrected, John.
All right, let's... Mike Rothke's going to help out with guitar on this.
Michael Rathke.
Rathke.
Is going to help me... And Stuart's going to set the stuff up.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, live from the Jerome L. Green Performance Space and our initial live broadcast here on Soundcheck from the Green Space, here is the song Romeo Had Juliet, live performance from Lou Reed.
Dream the twisted stars, the plotted lines, the faulty map that brought Columbus to New York. Betwixt between east and west, he calls on her wearing a leather vest. The earth squeals and shudders to a halt, diamond crucifix in his ear. He's used to hell ward off the fear. He's left his soul in someone's rented car. Inside his pants he hides a mop to clean the mess that he has dropped into the life of Juliet Bell. And Romeo wanted Juliet.
Romeo Rodriguez squares his shoulders, curses Jesus, runs a comb through his black ponytail. He's thinking of the lonely room, the sink that by the bed gives off a stink. Then he smelled the perfume in her eyes, his voice was like a bell. Romeo wanted Juliet, and Juliet wanted Romeo. Romeo wanted Juliet, and Juliet wanted a Romeo. Outside the streets are steaming, crack dealers are dreaming of a newsie someone scored. I bet you I could hit that light with my one good arm behind my back, says little Joey Diaz. Hey, brother, won't you give me another tote? Those downtown hoods are no damn good. Those Italians, they need a lesson to be taught. That cop who died in Harlem, I hope he got the warning. I was laughing when his brains ran out on the streets. Romeo had Juliet, and Juliet had a Romeo. Romeo had Juliet, and Juliet had a Romeo. Take Manhattan in a garbage bag with Latin writ on it, says hard to give a fucking shit these days. Manhattan's sinking like a rock into the fucking Hudson, what a shock. They wrote a book about it, they said it's just like ancient Rome. The perfume burned her eyes, holding tightly to his thighs. Someone whispered for a minute and then it vanished and was gone. Something flickered for a minute, it vanished and was gone.
Mike Rathke and the song Romeo Had Juliet. Thank you all for being with us for Soundcheck from the Green Space.